This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Syrian state media say an Israeli airstrike has destroyed the consular section of Iran's embassy in Damascus, killing or wounding everyone inside. The Iranian Arabic language state television Al Alam says the strike killed an Iranian military advisor who once led the Iranian elite Quds force in Lebanon and Syria. Iran's ambassador says as many as 7 people were killed, but first responders are still searching for any other bodies under the rubble. The ambassador and Syrian's foreign minister have condemned Israel. The Israeli military on Monday described the raid now over on Gaza's Shifa Hospital as a major battlefield victory. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
It comes at a time of mounting frustration in Israel, with tens of thousands protesting against Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu on Sunday and demanding he does more to bring home dozens of hostages held in Gaza. It was the largest anti-government demonstration since the start of the war. The fighting showed Hamas can still put up resistance, even in one of the hardest hit areas. Israel said it had largely dismantled Hamas in northern Gaza and withdrew thousands of troops late last year, leaving a security vacuum that's made it difficult to deliver humanitarian aid. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Hamas is a U.S. designated terrorist group. Ultra-Orthodox Jews blocked an entrance to a highway northeast of Tel Aviv on Monday in protest against attempts to change government policy that grants ultra-Orthodox Jews exemptions from military service. The Israeli police intervened with the protesters, who staged a sit-in blocking traffic. This is VOA News.